We're continuing on volume 18, December 20th, 1925. So we'll just read this last paragraph again. So this grafting between God and man, Jesus is telling Louisa, this graft was made by me, Jesus, the eternal word, after 4,000 years. Okay, so it took 4,000 years for Christ to come upon earth. And he said, when Adam had already passed onto the threshold of eternity. But in spite of this divine graft done by me, with tears and sighs and unheard of pains, how many have reduced themselves to conditions, the conditions of Adam after sin, by merely doing my holy divine will. So the Lord has really wanting us to recognize that this is different. There's nothing new since the apostles. There's nothing new in redemption. Nothing. What Jesus is talking to Louisa about is sanctification. So what he's doing is he's explaining the life that Adam had before the fall. He's explaining to Louisa the life that he is now going to breathe into mankind again, which he has already started with Louisa. She's the newborn of the divine will. So when somebody says to me, I know about the divine will. It's in the church. I've already read about it. I know about it. You know, Francis had this, Saint Clare had this, and a lot of the saints possessed it before. That is not true. We have to understand Louisa is the first to possess this gift since Adam. Jesus possessed it. Our Lady possessed it. Why? Because Jesus is the Son of God. Mary is the Mother of God. And if Our Lady wasn't living in the divine will, Jesus could not have been conceived, because God can't leave heaven. He left the celestial area, if you want to say, to enter into the celestial womb of the Blessed Mother. Why? Because of Our Lady's fiat, because of her Immaculate Conception, but most of all, Jesus says, is because she lived in the divine will. So our God wants us to possess this gift, and there's many, many things going on in the world today with locutionists and apparitions and visions, and this is all saintly stuff, good stuff, holy stuff. But again, even with those locutionists and apparitions and visions, we never know if it is true or not while the person is still living. It's only after the person dies, and then years of study of the church, seeing whether or not these apparitions, locutions, and visions are true. That's why what I love is somebody say, Father, you got to read this locution, this apparition, this vision. I say, okay, let me read it. You know, if it works with Louisa, if it's linked to what Jesus says to Louisa, then sure, I'll buy into it. I'll pray about it. But there's nothing that says I have to believe it. Now, Louisa's life is over. Everything is written. She can't change her mind. She can't say, well, it really didn't happen because our prayers have stopped what's coming, or our prayers have made it come quicker. You know, what's done is done. That's why I look at the writings of Louisa, and I know that there can be no change to this. You know, the Lord is going to prove to the world who Louisa is by what he already taught her. This is a good thing for us if somebody has a locution, apparition, or vision that they want you to embrace, okay, let's see if it works along with what the church says, number one, and number two, of what Jesus taught Louisa. That's how I look at it. And if it does, good. It verifies Louisa. If it doesn't, well, if it doesn't follow the church, well, then, put that on the shelf. So again, Jesus is saying that he wants us to go beyond doing the will of God. So he says, others do not want to know the divine will. Others rebel against the divine will. So in your family, with your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your parishioners, the divine will is yours. Okay? Most people have already said, I don't want to know it. Other people have rebelled against it. Okay, that's still going on. So the Lord is looking for the few who will be able to link themselves with Luisa so that the kingdom can be established. So he says, only one, Luisa, who lives in my holy divine will, rises to the state of Adam innocent before falling into sin. So we have to understand that this Luisa Picaretta, who is this Luisa Picaretta that Jesus says lives in the divine will and has risen to the state of Adam innocent before he fell? Okay? This is what the church is looking at. This is what the church wants. Now, Adam was divinized and spiritualized. God breathed into Adam. I mean, he's using his brain the way he's supposed to. Now, we only use 10% of our brain. Now, you hear of the idiot savants who can who are geniuses in math or music or art. You know, what's happened here is God has given us a glimpse of how our brain is supposed to work in every aspect. Math and geography and history and religion. See, Adam knew all the dogma and doctrine of the Catholic Church. He didn't have to be taught it. We have to be taught it. We have this year of grace where we are, a year of faith where we are studying the catechism. That's what the church has asked. And we're learning. Little by little we learn. Adam knew all of it. Before the fall, he possessed this great gift. Now, our God wants us also to possess this preternatural life. So Jesus is teaching us the one who lives in the holy divine will, Luisa, rises to the state of Adam innocent before falling into sin. So he says, in fact, there is such a great distance between those who do the will of God and those who possess the divine will is the same distance which passes between Adam innocent and Adam after the sin. Okay, doing the will of God is what the saints have taught us. Okay, now Jesus wants to teach us how to live in the will of God, which no saint has ever been taught. No locutionist knows. I mean, there's people out there, these locutionists are saying, well, do the will of God, the divine will. Okay, that's nice. But it's not teaching the divine will. Only Luisa can teach the divine will. And if you listen to Archbishop Piccieri in The Dawn of a Mystery, he says that this is her job to teach how to live in the divine will. It's her job to form the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is what the Vatican is looking at. And with the new Pope, he embraces this great gift of the divine will. With the new Pope, he says, Luisa. And once that is said, once Luisa is said, you know, she's being beatified, the whole world changes. And why? Because Jesus shows us that when heaven comes to earth, the devil has to flee. Why? Because he's been banished from heaven. And so when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, the fulfillment of the Our Father, which Luisa is bringing, this is what Jesus says, and us linked to Luisa will help Luisa bring this about. This is why our focus is not a devotional life, but living in the divine will. Excuse me. What God wants us to do is he wants us to begin to embrace this abundant life now. Okay? And again, nobody possesses it fully. You know, only Luisa. So Jesus says, I, Jesus, coming upon the earth, was to act as God. I, Jesus, was to complete the work of man in everything. I, Jesus, was to raise man to the first point of his origin, giving him the possession of my most holy divine will. So that's why Christ came to earth, to redeem us, to get us ready for sanctification, to divinize us. This is what he did with Adam. and Adam lost this life. Now, the preternatural life, excuse me, this preternatural life that God wants us to have, the saints give us glimpses of it, but only Louisa teaches us how to live it. So therefore, if our focus is the Book of Heaven, if our focus is reading, studying, and putting this into practice, how quickly the kingdom of God will come on earth as it is in heaven, how quickly the devil will have to flee. We're supposed to be living in paradise. We're supposed to be living in heaven. We've been banished to earth because of the original sin. Jesus has redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. The new Adam and the new Eve now have a newborn, the firstborn in the divine will. And how beautiful this daughter, little daughter of the divine will is. Jesus has breathed into Louisa to receive this abundant life. And he says, this is what he wants us to have. So he says, and even though many make use of my coming as a remedy for their salvation, the redemption, therefore, take my holy divine will as medicine, as strength, and as an antidote in order to not to go to hell, I, Jesus says, still wait that souls may arise to take my most holy divine will as their life. By making the divine will known, that they may take possession of my most holy divine will. It's not just to do the will of God, but to live in the will of God. In this way, I, Jesus, will complete the work of my coming upon earth and the divine graft formed anew within the soul, within Louisa, and then all souls linked to Louisa, will have the fruit. Remember what he said to Adam, be fruitful and multiply. Not just with children, but with every thought, every word, every deed. That's why when we do the round of creation, round of redemption, how beautiful this is, because what it's doing is it's reforming the face of the earth. It's renewing the face of the earth. Now, your devotional life, your prayers, excuse me, are beautiful and wonderful and holy and saintly. But they're not transforming the face of the earth. Okay, like the way God wants it to. I mean, it's helping. It's a Band-Aid. It's a help. But Jesus says, I'm done with the little miracles. He says, I want to bring about the great miracle. And what is the great miracle? That the soul is brought back to where it is supposed to be before the fall. To live that preternatural life. To be spiritualized and divinized. That's what God did with Louisa, and that's what God wants to do with us. We are living at this time in order to embrace this great gift of the divine will. We love Jesus. We love the Blessed Mother. We love the Holy Catholic Church. We love our Pontiff. We want to be faithful and obedient in all things. Why? Because Adam was not faithful. Adam was disobedient. We are going to see beautiful and wonderful things happening. The most beautiful thing in the world is the kingdom of God coming on earth as it is in heaven, the devil being banished, no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sin, no more sadness, no more death. We're going to live that abundant life that our God originally planned. We have to understand that paradise still is in existence. The animals in paradise are still there. They have not died. They can't. Nothing in the kingdom, nothing in paradise can die. And nothing can be inanimate. Everything is living. Jesus says, my Father is the Father of the living, not of the dead. So Jesus is saying, I will complete the work of my coming upon earth with a divine graft formed anew with the soul, and he will have all the fruit that is necessary. Then my tears will turn into celestial and divine smiles for me and for all of mankind. How glorious this is, that our God is asking us to participate in forming the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Not just to do the will of God, but to live in the will of God, which is the greatest gift. Volume 28, September 30th, 1930. My daughter Louisa, all the good and holy acts of the prophets and the patriarchs and all the ancient people formed the ground in which the Supreme Being sowed the seed in order to make germinate the life of the celestial baby Mary, because her seed was taken from the human stock. The Virgin Mary, having within herself the operating life of the divine will, expanded this ground with her acts, fecundated it, and divinized it. Our Lady made flow in it, more than beneficial and refreshing rain, the sanctity of her virtues, the heat of her love, the darting through it with the light of the Son of the divine will that Mary possessed as her own. And therefore Mary prepared the ground to germinate the celestial Savior, and our triune God's divinity opened heaven and made the Just One, the Holy One, the Word of God, Jesus, rain down into this shoot. And so my life, Jesus says, was formed, human and divine, to form the redemption of mankind. So he says, it's because of Mary, because of the Blessed Mother living in the divine will, that redemption took place. Because of who Our Lady is. She is, when we look at Our Lady, we see God. She is the daughter of the Father. She is the mother of the Son. She is the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. She reflects God. My soul magnifies the Lord. I mean, this is our Blessed Mother. This is why, as Catholics, we have a great devotion to the Blessed Mother. We don't worship her. We just thank God for her. And we go to her as our mother. Jesus gave her to us through John. John, this is your mother. Mary, he says, Mother, this is your son. And we can go to Mary with complete trust and confidence. That's why John Paul II gave us, really promoted worldwide, St. Louis de Montfort, Jesus, I trust in you. Excuse me, sorry. That was divine mercy. Louis de Montfort, totus tuus, I am totally yours. See, it's Mary. And also with the divine mercy, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus and Mary. It's to get us ready for the little daughter of the divine will. If you have a devotion to Jesus, a devotion to Mary, then you are ready for the life that they gave to Louisa. See then, in all our triune God's works, are directed for the good of souls. We want to find a shelf, a place, a little ground in which to lay our God, our triune God's work. And we, the triune God, want to give to souls. That God wants to give this life to mankind. Otherwise, where do we put it? In the air? Without one at least who would know it, would draw us with her axe, forming her little ground. We, the celestial sower, sowing the good that we want to give. Where would we put it? If not a soul, do we put it in the air? If this were not so, that on both sides, creator and creature, that they feel drawn together, Mary preparing herself to receive with her little axe and God giving, it would have been as if we triune God did or wanted to give nothing to the soul. So in the acts of the creature, Mary and now Louisa, linked to Jesus and Mary, they prepare the ground for the divine sower. If there is no soil, there is no sowing to hope for. No one goes to sow when one does not have a little ground. Much less does God, the celestial sower, cast seeds of his truth, the fruit of his works, if he does not find a little ground of the soul, of the soil of the creature. So God is looking for that dirt. I mean, he breathed into dirt with Adam. Mary, by being a human, God could, his divine will could reign so that Jesus could be born. And now Jesus says, I want the divine will to reign on earth as it is in heaven with everyone. This is the goal. So he says he's looking for more soil to put this seed in, and this is Louisa. The divinity, in order to operate, first wants to place itself in agreement with a soul, and that's Louisa, and the soul is linked to Louisa. So God wants to find an agreement, okay? Who is willing to live in the divine will? Who is willing to give up the things of earth to embrace the things of heaven? Now, there's many things on earth that we like And what God does is He, little by little, weans us away from the things of earth to embrace the things of heaven. Now, if we cooperate, that can happen quickly. Now, when we don't cooperate, well, God, it takes God time sometimes with us. So what God does is as we get older, we lose our hearing, we lose our sight, we lose our walking, we lose our speech. What's happening? Is it because God doesn't love us? No. He's taking from us the things of earth to get us ready for the things of heaven. Now, if we've been praying all our life with the saints, we are being prepared. Like I said, Louis de Montfort, Saint Faustina, the great mystics of the church, God is teaching us to embrace more. He wants more for us. You know, I've run into souls who said, well, we have John of the Cross. We have Teresa of Avila. What else do we need? Well, again, you're limiting God. God wants to have us enter into the kingdom of God. He wants us to be spiritualized and divinized. And again, this yes of ours, this fiat of ours, helps God have His way with us so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. So He says, Jesus says, the divinity, in order to operate, first wants to place itself in agreement with the soul. And after we have agreed together, we see that the soul wants to receive that good to the point of praying to us and forming for us the ground in which to lay this seed, this truth, this life. And then with all love, we triune God, give it. So that's what we're doing now. We're trying to prove to Jesus that we want this gift of the divine will. How do you prove it? By reading, by studying, by putting it into practice. He's weaning us away from the holy things, the good things, the saintly things. Now, when you first hear that, you're like, oh my God, I don't want to leave that. Well, He wants us to have divine things. He wants us to be spiritualized and divinized. So what He will do is He will wean us from the ABCs of the beginning of the spiritual life in order to have us enter into this doctrine of the divine will, this beautiful life that Jesus and Mary possessed that they gave now to the newborn, Louisa, the little daughter of the divine will. God wants us to go back to where Adam was before the fall, but even greater than Adam. Oh, happy fall of Adam, as we pray on Holy Saturday, so that we can have the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Not just to do the will of God, as Jesus tells us, but to live in the will of God. Jesus says, if we don't find this, otherwise it would be like exposing our triune God to works of uselessness. Okay, God wants to give us everything that will astonish us to the point that, again, like I said before, when we look at our life, we will recognize that we were living dead compared to the abundant life that Christ is going to give us. God wants us to really let go of the things of the world. I mean, He says that, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Let go of that in order to embrace the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our Lord has such great plans for us, but He will not interfere with our freedom. If we say to God, well, I want the divine will, but I still want this and this and this and this, God says, fine, then I can't give it to you. You've got to be completely stripped of everything in order to embrace this gift. This is why it's called the martyrdom of martyrdoms. This is what we say to God, I will never have another ice cream cone in my human will, ever again. I will only eat an ice cream cone in the divine will. Well, that doesn't sound too bad. That's the sacrifice. I will not do anything in my human will anymore. I will only do it in God's holy divine will. I will only breathe in God's holy divine will. You, Lord, breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. Walk in my walking. Talk in my talking. You, Lord, reign in me. Have complete possession of me. I want nothing of my own. All I want is you, Lord. That's what God is looking for. He's looking for souls that want this great gift. Again, that's why we do our Praveeni act in the morning and then our actual acts throughout the day. It's to prove to God that we are serious. I want this kingdom of God on earth in me as the saints possess it in heaven. Volume 30, April 13th, 1932. Everything is in the complete accord, nature, soul, human, and divine will. When there is this, that nature lends itself as earth, the human will is in the act of receiving the life of the divine will in her acts. The soul lets herself be dominated in everything. Nor does the soul know anything else in all the things, in all things that my most holy divine will alone is life, is actor, is bearer, is conservator of everything. So again, what Jesus is asking Louisa is this. Once you understand that the divine will is going to reign in you and will dominate everything in your life, the holy divine will be the life, the actor, the bearer, everything. Jesus says, then I am there. Okay, God is breathing in our breathing, beating in our heart, beating. There's no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. And this is what God is looking for. Oh, then everything is holy. Everything is pure. Everything is beautiful. Why? Because it's God. God alone is holy. God alone is beautiful. God alone is pure. And he wants us to enter into this life of God. Now, if you've tried to be a saint, I can guarantee you, you're as big a failure at it as I am. I cannot become a saint. I try like crazy. I go to confession every week. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. But God is, I know that the divine will is going to reign in me. Why? Because God's going to do it. Lord, let it reign in me. I want this gift more than anything. I want you to have your life reigning in me. I want you to be in total control of my life. Every thought, every word, every deed. I want you, Lord, to walk in my walking. My fiat remains over the soul with its brush of divine light in order to perfect the soul, divinize the soul, spiritualize the soul. This is not just being good and holy and saintly. Now, that's why, you know, your prayers are beautiful prayers if they're the prayers of the saints. You know, they're beautiful, they're holy, they're saintly, but if they're not, they don't bring divine life. And that's what Jesus is saying. He wants more for us. This is why this great gift of the divine will is everything. Therefore, your human nature cannot be an obstacle to the flights of my most holy divine will. Your human nature cannot be an obstacle. Rather, your human will can be for you an obstacle in which you must always have the aim of not giving it life. It will be an obstacle unless you have the aim of not giving life to it. I am not going to eat an ice cream cone in my human will ever again. I only want to eat in the divine will. Come, divine will, come eat in my eating. Come, divine will, come dance in my dancing. Come, divine will, come gaze in my gazing. I want the Lord to have total and complete control. I want nothing for me. I want everything for the glory of God. Lord Jesus, you reign in me. May your kingdom come on earth in me as it's being possessed by the saints in heaven. So Jesus is saying, your human will be an obstacle unless you have the aim of not giving life to it. Okay, but from your earth, there is nothing to fear. If it is received, it gives what it has received. Okay, so he says to Louisa, your earth wants nothing of the human. Your earth only wants the divine. He says, so there's nothing to fear, Louisa. You have received, and now you can give what you have received to others. And that's what she's doing. She's giving this to us through these writings. Indeed, it gives even more and changes the seed into flowers, into plants, and also into fruits. And if it is not, it remains in its mute silence, and it remains as sterile as earth. So here, our God, see, what he said is to Louisa is, the saints are you ever see a tree in the springtime? A fruit tree is all filled with, you know, the flowers. And he says, this is what the saints have been to this point. They have done the will of God and they are the flowers. He says, now I want my saints to become fruit. I want my saints to produce fruit. And what does a fruit have? It has seeds in it. And from that tree, that beautiful tree in the spring, which the saints were, now the fruit is being produced. And those are the souls living in the divine will. The fruit has the seed, and once, how many seeds are in a tree? How many new trees can grow because of that one tree? The one tree, look at all the saints that are all around it. And now Jesus said, be fruitful and multiply. This is what he's going to do with the divine will. He wants us to bear fruit so that the divine will explode with love all over the universe. See, we cannot limit what God wants to do. Volume 33, May 14th, 1935. But this is not yet everything. I, Jesus, see that the soul Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa have set aside their human will in order to live of my most holy divine will. And I, Jesus, put myself to labor in order to form my members. My head is holy. I feel the need of holy members in order to lean my head on and so be able to communicate its divine virtues to them, the souls linked to Louisa. Who can ever form holy members, if not my most holy divine will? Therefore, my labor is insistent for Louisa, who lives in the divine will. One can say that I, Jesus, place myself on the watch inside and outside of Louisa so that nothing enters there in order to interrupt my labor. So he says, I'm doing something new that I have not done with the saints. In order to form these members linked to Louisa for me, I, Jesus, repeat the labor of conceiving again in order to regenerate them. I am reborn in order to make them reborn. I cry. This is Jesus. I, Jesus, cry. I, Jesus, suffer. I, Jesus, preach. I, Jesus, die in order to communicate my vital and divine humors into these members who are linked to Louisa in such a way that they may be fortified and divinized, worthy of my most holy head. See, truly they become members of Christ's body. More than what the saints have done. And I, Jesus, have formed my contentment, and although I, Jesus, labor, I, Jesus, repeat my divine life, and I, Jesus, form the repeaters of my divine life. But what thing would I, Jesus, not do, I, Jesus, would not give to one, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, who live in my most holy divine will? What wouldn't I do for that person? So this is the same thing here. Jesus wants so much from us, and he's been waiting 6,000 years for souls to be like what he breathed into Adam, and now more than that because of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, who've breathed into Louisa this abundant life. The divine will encloses me in Louisa in order to make me labor and to make me form basically new members linked to Louisa, worthy of my creative hands. And as the soul Louisa receives my labor, so I, Jesus, feel happy and reciprocated for the work of creation and redemption. Why? Because it's sanctification. This is what our God is asking of us to give our fiat to. Let it be done as you say. I surrender everything to you, Lord. How beautiful is this? This is what the souls long for. This is what the souls prayed for, and it's been 2,000 years of the prayers of the saints, and now with Louisa, the ground in which the divine will has been planted, that the new era is coming. That's why everything's falling apart. The devil sees this. The devil sees, number one, Louisa in the Vatican. You know, he had Louisa under in the Vatican, in the secret archives of the Vatican, never to be read because of a misunderstanding. Louisa's writings were never condemned. The only two books that were condemned were the books that her spiritual director, Father Calvi, rewrote. And what did he rewrite? Was the Hours of the Passion and the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom. Father Calvi did that. When they read what Father Calvi wrote, that's what they condemned. And Louisa says, I condemn them too, because these are not the words of Jesus. So what happened was, everybody was in an uproar, and they come in and they confiscate all the writings, bury them in the secret archives. 58 years later, and the feast of the presentation, the books are released. And again, it's the presentation is the Candlemas day. It's the day when the light of the world. I mean, the church looks at it as the light of the world. Jesus just comes out, and she came out of the Vatican at that point. And in 2005, the translations in English were done, and it's beginning to transform the face of the earth. That's why the devil is so upset. That's why everything's falling apart worldwide. He knows he's got to go. He sees this light that Jesus breathed into Louisa. And those that are reading these writings, he sees this light and he's panicking. His kingdom is coming to an end. So how great is this time? God wants to give you more. Don't limit what God wants to do for you. In the 20th hour of the hours of the Passion. Therefore, oh my Jesus, this is Louisa. And we pray this with Louisa. Jesus, I offer you all of my actions, steps, and movements with the intention of giving you, Jesus, reparation for everything and for everyone. See, this is not for our personal holiness. The divine will is not to become a great saint. We have to start there. But then what God is going to do is divinize and spiritualize us. It's not to become, it's not for me. We're in the divine will for the glory of God and the salvation sanctification of souls. That the kingdom of God is established on earth as it is in heaven. That God receive all the glory, all the honor that he, as God, so rightly deserves from creatures. We pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. With our voice, we say to the Lord, hear everyone's voice. As if everyone was saying to you, I adore you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you. Because you are my Lord, my Savior, my God, my King, my Master, my all. I want to be everything for you so that you can be everything for me. I mean, it's possession, possessing God and God possessing us. Why do we go to Holy Communion? We go to Holy Communion so that we can be ready. You know, that 15 minutes while the host is within us, we adore God, we love God, we praise God for everybody. Why? Because we're getting ready for the perennial communion that Adam had before the fall. Never to be separated from God, not just for 15 minutes, for eternally one with God. Adoring him, loving him, praising him, thanking him, blessing him, being one with God. This is why it's so great to be Catholic. Because God is preparing us for the kingdom. He's given us His body, blood, soul, and the divinity in the Holy Eucharist. And now he's getting us ready for the first bread, which he says is the bread of the divine will. The bread that Adam ate. The bread that Jesus and Mary ate. The bread that they gave to Louisa to eat. And that's what she lived on for 64 years. I mean, there was a number of years where she didn't receive Holy Eucharist because of being punished by, you know, people who didn't understand the situation. Here we have Jesus saying, or Louisa saying to Jesus, I offer you all of my actions, my steps, my movements with the intention of giving you reparation for everything and for everyone. I, Louisa, and linking herself with Louisa, ask for your forgiveness for those who do not operate with righteous intentions. I, Louisa, and those souls linked to Louisa, unite my actions to yours, Jesus, in order to divinize my actions. You're doing it, Lord. That's why I want to link my actions with you. And I, Louisa, and those souls linked to Louisa, offer them united to all the works that you, Jesus, did with your most holy humanity. See, we're not doing anything on our own anymore. It's do everything one with God. So he can divinize them. I cannot do a divine act. It's impossible. I'm a human. I'm a creature. But when I link myself with God, God does it. He takes me at my word. And I take him at his word. It's like the Last Supper. Jesus said, this is my body. This is my blood. And there are some Christians that can't believe that. Jesus was joking with the apostles. Yeah, it's really not my body. It's really not my blood. No, I take Jesus at his word. This is my body. This is my blood. And it's the same thing. You, Jesus, do this in me. Why? To give you all the glory that all creatures would have given you, Lord, had they operated in a saintly way with upright purposes. This is the life that our God wants us to possess. He loves us so much. He wants us to possess everything that he has. He wants to breathe in us as he breathed into Adam. That's why when you do your round of creation, it's what Jesus breathed into Adam. When you do your round of redemption, it's what Jesus breathed in the apostles after he rose from the dead. We want this breath of God in us. We want this ruah, this life of God in us. And so we have to stop limiting our God, and we have to let him have his way with us. Do with me as you will. That's what our lady said. Fiat mihi. Do with me as you will. Now we say the same thing with Louisa. Fiat. Let it be done to me as you say. May your kingdom come on earth in me as the saints possess you in heaven. How glorious our God is. How much our Lord has planned for us. We cannot limit God any longer. Read the volumes. Study the volumes. Put the volumes into practice. Make sure that this life that God breathed into Louisa becomes our life as well. That we want God to breathe into us through Louisa. She is the mother of the second generation of the children of light. She's the mother of the little children of the holy divine will. We want Louisa to be our little mama. We have the Blessed Mother. We have Louisa Mama. And then we have our own human mother. How great is our God giving us three moms? So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.